Good morning, everyone. It's shortly after midnight here in Pineville. I don't know what time it is where you're at, but I just wanted to come on board and say I'm feeling some better by the grace of God. I appreciate all your prayers, and every little bit helps. So, anyway, this morning, continuing reading from the Daily Light, a compilation of scriptures from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. And he ever liveth to make intercession. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, who also maketh intercession for us. Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Through him we have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Hebrews 7:25, Romans 8:34, Hebrews 9:24, 1 John 2:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Hebrews 4:14-16, and Ephesians 2:18. Well, a lot of people don't believe what we just read. And the reason they don't believe what we just read is because the faith of Christ has not been given to them. The Bible says that all men have not faith. So we have nothing to boast of other than Christ. And so when we look in Hebrews and we see the perfect sacrifice, the one that entered once into the holy place and sat down, we find ourselves embracing that. We find ourselves believing that he is our mediator. He is our advocate. He is our high priest. Good morning, Ashley. I know it's not morning there. anyway, whatever time it is there, glad to see you. I'm feeling much better today, so I'm very grateful. It was touch and go there for a while. But when we look at Hebrews, it's an amazing book because it sets forth the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ, the actual payment made by the precious blood of Christ for sinners. And the only reason we can lay hold upon that, 2:40 in the afternoon on Saturday, wow. Yeah, it's just a little bit after 12 here, midnight. the only reason we can lay hold on the truths that are conveyed in Hebrews is God has placed his Spirit within us. Good morning, Pastor Lawrence. Welcome aboard. You know, I think about the first time I heard a message on substitutionary atonement. I was about 37 years old. First time I ever heard it. And it blew me away. I had always been raised this point system. If you do enough good that outweighs the bad, you might make it into heaven. But you know what? When I heard that message, it had a riveting effect upon me. The gospel became so clear. Good morning, Steve Fisher. I saw Jesus Christ in a whole different light. One who freely laid his life down, who was wounded for our transgressions, was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. We are healed spiritually. I remember walking out of that service where I heard that message, and I was like, wow, why haven't I seen this before? Well, the reason I hadn't seen it before is because it hadn't been revealed to me before. I'm sure I'd heard messages regarding, you know, the scapegoat and the ransom of Christ and all that, but it just didn't click because I was dead. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. But wow, when I heard that message that day, the question then became very personal. Very personal. And the question came to me was, did he do this for me? Did he do this for me? And like I've said so many times, there's certain scriptures that God uses in a miraculous way to bring him to himself. And one of them was John 6:37 for me. All that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him I will in no wise cast out. And I've got good news. He did not cast me out. He did not cast me out. I'm so thankful that he did not cast me out. I'm glad that he drew me. He made me willing in the day of his power. Psalm 110:4. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. David Alvord, welcome aboard. Richard White, welcome aboard. You know, I've seen David's story on Facebook, and it grips my heart. It grips my heart. We need to remember David in a special way in prayer, that God would comfort him during this time of loss. And I can so relate on a lot of ways with David. You know, when I was 17 years old, I lost my brother, 19 years old, in a horrible car wreck. He was racing at a high rate of speed and flipped that car over 5 times. We were very close. You know, it's amazing what some of us have to go through in our lives. I can't imagine the pain of losing a son. I almost lost my son several times with his fight for, during his illness. In fact, one time they were trying to get the dopamine levels slowed down in his brain. He was in the hospital, and I remember going in, all the tubes and everything in him, and I thought he was going to die. And I think he was close to death at that time, because they over-medicated him, is what they did. And it just about killed him. But you know, realize the greatest comfort we can gain, regardless of what we're going through, whether it's a spouse, a son, a daughter, a mother, a father, a loved one, a friend, whatever it is, Jesus Christ is our Father, our spiritual Father, our heavenly Father, our Abba Father. And we can cry out to Him in these depths of despair. Sometimes we may not feel anything. Sometimes it may seem just an exercise in futility. But you know what? It's okay to be futile. It's okay to cry out. That's why I love the Psalms so much. You know, because people say you shouldn't murmur against God and all that. Listen, it's all right to question our Heavenly Father. It's okay. David did. David did. I want to read something out of the Psalms. In the twenty-eighth Psalm, Welcome Aboard Richard White. The 28th Psalm. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operations of His hands, He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because He hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him. I am helped, therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth. And with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Well, sometimes when we go through things, we're kind of in a maze or a haze. I remember I was in total denial over my brother's death. I thought it was all just a big lie that somebody had concocted. You know, until I went to the funeral home and saw his dead body and touched him and it was ice cold. And I realized this was not concocted. He was dead. And it took me about 3 months to come out of that shock. You know, I can remember the time that I came out of it. I was sitting in a bathtub and it hit me like a ton of bricks. He was gone. He was gone. Well, the good side is we were talking earlier before David came on that the perfect sacrifice of Christ is also reality for all of His people. There's nothing more real in recognizing our need of a Savior. There's nothing more real in recognizing that He has already completed the work for all of His people on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. That's the greatest, grandest theme in the fact that He did not stay in the grave, but He rose up out of that grave and He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Tonight, all of us are gathered together around his word here. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he will be in the midst of them. He's in the midst of us tonight. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful for the forgiveness of sins. I'm so thankful we have an Abba Father that we can go to and cry out to him. So this morning, or whatever time it is where you are at, may the good Lord be with you in a special way. For those of you who have known a little bit what's going on, I want you all to know I had a really good talk with Carl Roberts last night. And God bless us with a time of reconciliation, which I'm so grateful for. I hope the same things happens with Brother Edward Kennett, Edward Henry as well. You know, it's so easy for us to get in the flesh, you know. And Satan would like to divide us, bring us down. But God intervenes, doesn't he? Brother Carl Roberts will be with us on Sunday morning and Sunday night, this Sunday. But anyway, I wanted to give you the good report. You know, that's the nature of Christians, is to dwell in unity. Even when we are in disagreement, God, through his Holy Spirit, will bring reconciliation. So anyway, I want to encourage everyone that came on board today. And I appreciate your joining us. And you are in my prayers, and I hope that I'm in your prayers as well. God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you is my prayer. And give you peace. Have a blessed weekend.